Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Recently, I discovered that I was a victim of identity fraud. No one was impersonating me, an old bald man wearing a clerical collar with an Australian accent, but apparently, I had moved to Salford and had contacted the credit card company on a number of occasions. So when the credit card stopped working and I rang to inquire, we had this initial little dance where the credit card company didn't know whether I was genuine and I didn't know whether the person on the end of the phone was legitimate, even though I had rung the number on my card. It has all been sorted. The credit card company had put a block on my card because they were suspicious of my earlier contact with them, which I had not done. And unless I have been properly defrauded this time, how cynical am I, hopefully the new card will work fine, except that I have now more security to go through for the next few months. What fun in today's world. What intrigued me about the whole experience was the credit card company's seriousness about someone stealing my identity, and I appreciate the diligence. But in truth, I am more than my home address. In fact, I am more than all identifying features or markers which describe an aspect of me. What you say about me might be true, but I am more than your description or classification. Whatever my age, I might be a young or old version of that age. I remember it being quite a significant thing for me to seek a second nationality, even though the reason was largely pragmatically bureaucratic, because I regarded it as having further responsibilities. Politics, sporting allegiances, educational qualifications, occupation, and more all shape my identity. Should I have a major medical condition, then experience will suggest that at some point I may have to assert that I am more than a medical label. My identity is also different, and yet I am the same person to those closest to me in my family. Husband, father, grandfather, brother, nephew, uncle, cousin, and an in-law. There is also a lot of talk about sexual identity at the moment, so much so that there are wars happening. Often it is about gender or sexuality, and the debates occur about biological determinism and personal declarations, and how the individual and the community then interact. Is my identity a given, or what I say it is? The answer has to be both. I didn't choose my name or the body I have. Well, its condition is up to me. Or some significant relationships. And yet, I do choose specific identities when I married, when I was ordained, when I sought dual citizenship, which definitely shaped my behaviour. So, who am I? Who are we? In terms of my sense of self, my well-being, the I, when I speak or write or do something, in terms of my foundation, the rock on which I stand, the final identity when all others are not important or relevant, yes, I think this is firstly something objective, given to me, and then secondly, something accepted. For Christians, we exist in relation to Jesus. Jesus died for all of me. I am someone whom God loves and has rescued. God's actions determine my identity, a forgiven sinner, a child of God, a disciple of Jesus, who lives this identity in all my other identities. It's not a matter of us bringing our identities to Jesus and saying, "You have to accept me as I say I am," because Jesus knows us better than we know ourselves, and he does love us. The identity of a disciple of Jesus is about growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3, verse 18, because only with Jesus can we have the deepest and best truth of all, the foundational identity that defines and shapes and guides us, that I am loved by God. This is why baptism is so central and important. and Jesus gives us the best life to live amid all our identities, and so we seek to follow him. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Teach us to seek you and to rely on you in all our needs, to know ourselves through Jesus, so that our deepest desires may be satisfied, and we may finally see you face to face. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.